Logistics 101, a 5-minute discussion surrounding the government's Logistics Hub initiative.
Last time on Logistics 101, we told you how the American Chamber of Commerce, AmCham, is seeking to position itself to offer vocational training to help the country satisfy the demand for skilled labor associated with the Logistics Hub. President of AmCham, Ron McKay, is here with us once again to continue the discussion. In our last program, he explained that AmCham was seeking to determine from the private sector the skill sets required not just for the Logistics Hub, but in order to grow the economy. With this information, AmCham will be seeking to create content that will be video streamed on demand at jetchannels.com, in addition to being shown on Jamaica Education Television Jet, a cable station. Mr. McKay says the goal is to establish a private sector-based vocational initiative that will complement logistics-related training programs already being provided by state-funding training agencies such as the Caribbean Maritime Institute and HeartTrust NTA.
We have also applied and were a finalist with USAID in Washington, D.C. for a vocational education grant that would really be a game changer for us to give us the proper funding to really pursue our goals and objectives to establish a private sector-based vocational education initiative.
The Logistics Hub Initiative is a major undertaking for Jamaica, one that the AmCham president notes will require a revolutionary change in the mindset of all players involved.
It's not just about allocating land, infrastructure, and going to find investors. It's about readiness from a mindset and in a cooperative environment between the public and private sector. A huge undertaking. I'm not sure if the country understands how large an undertaking is and the challenges that Minister Hilton has. I mean, he has to bring together so many different areas of the government and so many different areas in the private sector, and then globally has to connect all those areas in with the domestic-based areas and make all these work as a fine-tuned machine in order for us to even be in a position to get a type of hub like this into the building and developing stages.
President of the American Chamber of Commerce in Jamaica, Ron McKay. The connections are already being made with several government ministries, departments, and agencies and private sector entities collaborating to lay the foundations for successful implementation of the Logistics Hub Initiative. The Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, has already trained 34,000 Jamaicans under its Logistics 101 initiative and is preparing to train thousands more under Logistics 102. Additionally, HeartTrust NTA has revised its program offerings to include logistics-related training courses. Join us again next time for another edition of Logistics 101.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.